You read about Antonio, what a great 2012 season he had and how the hip bothered him last year. What did you see as you looked on tape of him last season?
Well, good question. You know, I actually, you know, obviously he earned a Pro Bowl nod in both 12 and 13. And looking at the 13 tape, you know, you see a little bit of difference between the early portion of the year and the later portion. Just in terms of his movement skills, because I know he had a hip injury, but you know, at the end of the day, he still played good football. You know, the thing that is appealing to us is, you know, in Todd Bowles' pressure scheme, his ability to play, you know, press man, and to have two corners like him and Patrick, where they can, you know, play that press bail and get up in receiver's face and reroute them and not only have length but have speed and athleticism is a huge asset for us moving forward.
How much did that hip hurt him last year or hinder him? And then how much of a concern is it going forward?
You know, I think that after, I don't know if it was week 8, 9, or 10, it was somewhere in that range. But it certainly affected some of his movement skills. But you know, obviously with time and rest, he was able to recoup, and our medical team felt very, very good, you know, when he came in for a visit, where he was at physically. And you know, just like a lot of the other guys that we've signed in the past, feel really good about the fact that, you know, a guy who has a chip on his shoulder, has huge upside, has all the physical tools, and has played at a high level. And now we're bringing him in on a 1-year deal where he's ready to prove the NFL and the world that, you know, he's still the same kind of guy.
You obviously, he visited and then he left, and you've made very clear about your how you work things, where you'll put an offer out there and it's basically, if they want to take it, great, and otherwise, I mean, is that basically how this played out? Was you guys gave him an offer and he just had to mull it a couple days?
It was, you know, we didn't anticipate that Antonio was going to be a free agent. When the Jets released him and he was a cap casualty, we had to, do a little bit of extra work and watch the film. And once we offered him the opportunity to come into Phoenix and visit with us, you know, that was a great opportunity for us to get to know him and for him to get to know us as an organization. And obviously he had a relationship already with Larry and Patrick from his Pro Bowl visits, as well as he played for Kevin Ross, our DB coach at the San Diego Chargers. So we had a familiarity with him already, on top of the fact that, you know, his tape is pretty easy to grade. I mean, the guy is a talented player. When you look at the big picture and you see our defensive backfield now, and you look at guys like Patrick and Tyron, and now Antonio, you have three ball hawks who have the ability to make big plays after the catch and guys who can do special things after the interception. So, you know, we just felt like he was a great fit, not only just for our team, but for Todd Bowles' system. And once he left our place, you know, we obviously made an initial offer. We were very, very aggressive. I have a great relationship with Ben Dogger, who was his agent, and we just stayed on top of things. But at the same time, we didn't sit back and wait. We brought in Mike Jenkins, and we tried to turn up the heat and make sure that Antonio knew that we wanted him to be a Cardinal.